This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 10th of January. Perth Scorchers booked their place in the Big Bash League semi-finals with a resounding 98-run defeat of Adelaide Strikers. Sean Marsh and Herschel Gibbs both made rapid half-centuries to lead Perth to 189 for 4. Nathan Coulter-Nile and Alfonso Thomas then each took 3 wickets as the home side were bowled out for just 91. Adelaide are now out of the competition, with the winner of Saturday's final group game between Brisbane Heat and Hobart Hurricanes completing the semi-final lineup. Defending Caribbean T20 champions Trinidad and Tobago made it 2 comfortable wins out of 2, with a 95-run thrashing of Leeward Islands. Lendl Simmons and Darren Bravo both hit brisk half-centuries to lead the hosts to a commanding 187 for 4 after they had been asked to bat. Leeward Islands particularly didn't get close in their run chase, and were all out for just 92, with Samuel Badri, Kieran Pollard and Yannick Ottley each taking a brace of wickets. Jamaica posted their first win by beating Windward Islands by 12 runs. In a low-scoring match that was reduced to 17 overs aside, Jamaica's total of 116 for 6 proved enough. Their captain Tamar Lambert was named man of the match for his 3 wickets, although Danza Hyatt's crucial 44 must have made it a difficult decision. The final days of the quarter-final matches in this season's Ranji Trophy produced nothing unexpected, with the 3 remaining matches all ending in draws. This means that Saurashtra will play Punjab and services Mumbai in the semi-finals, which begin on the 16th of January. On the final day in Jamshedpur, Punjab allowed Tarawar Kohli to make his triple century, before their captain Harbhajan Singh declared their first innings closed at 699 for 3. This gave them a first innings lead of 298. Baroda ended on 137 for 3 and produced an impossible 670 to beat Mumbai. Mumbai had declared their second innings on 295 for 6, Kaustubh Pawar top scoring with 115. And Saurashtra ended on 718 for 9 in their second innings against Karnataka. Cheteshwar Pujara finally departed for a career best 352, and took his 4th wicket stand with Sheldon Jackson to 343. Mayur Apasain Jr. and Marshall Ayub fell 27 runs short of breaking the world record for the highest 5th wicket partnership, with Mayur Ab the man to depart for 218, with the partnership having reached 494. Central Zone declared their first innings closed 105 runs later at 655 for 7. East Zone then closed in their first innings 161 for 1, with Nafis Iqbal on 81. South Zone needed an unlikely 365 more on the final day to beat North Zone, closing in the 4th innings on 84 for 2. North Zone early declared their second innings at 362 for 7, with Nasir Hussain and Fahad Reza adding half-centuries to that of their captain Mushfiqur Rahim yesterday.